Hello, can you hear me? Guys, can you hear me? We're getting close. We're getting close. It's every week it's a little closer, guys.
Yesterday we got the closest.
Oh, Apple had me so good yesterday. He was just, sure, you're letting up, but I can't hear you. And he could. But because it's Apple and he's so serious and sober, I just thought he was lying to me, and he had me so good. I was so proud of him. I was like really like a proud parent at that moment. Yeah, I'm feeling good. Cuck, thank you for asking. All right, if you are listening and you are not in Elysium on Jabber, if you're not in Elysium, you should be. That is the general chat channel for the Imperium and is where we interact. And the people that are saying you are not in Elysium are not doing a good job if you're saying it to me in Elysium. By the way, except in Elysium, if you still have like your rack bar, you haven't even heard what I said. You're like those people who tune in like, on the quiz show and just try to answer before they even say the question. If you still use your channels at the top of your Jabber rather than down the side, put a Y in Elysium. Use like if you have them at the top of the Jabber. Why? Why? No, you guys are lying. You guys are just trolling me. This is not an accurate poll.
Yeah,
They should.
there are too many, Asher. A lot of people don't know.
Okay. Let me just guide you through this. I mean, I'm gonna have to pull up just the menu because I haven't done it for a little while, but it's relatively simple. All right, so go to tools, and then I'm pretty sure it's like preferences. Yeah, tools, preferences in your Jabber client. And then you go to, I think it's an interface. Let me find it. Yeah, interface. So it's the top tab, should already be open. And then under tabs, then in the middle of that menu, go to placement and click left. Placement and click left, like a genius. Then hand close it, and you're good to go.
Even better if you do the one below that also, where you select separate IM and chat windows, so your pings are not somewhere in your channel list, they are in a separate window.
Wow. Do you guys also use the light mode on this? Are you using a white Jabber? Wait, hang on. If for those of you saying I'm trolling, does that look like a troll to you? I will say the dark mode, it does require a little more work. Can someone find the Tuzzy post, please? He made it, yeah. Yeah, Soraka, thank you. This one is a little more work, but it takes you a solid 5 to 10 minutes. Just do it after the fireside, and you'll never have to do it again. And the dark mode is just so superior to me.
I made a nice screenshot of the how to set up. You can do it left or right. I have my channels on the right side. I like that better, but
It is a little more work, sorry, but it is useful. Because Jabber client's old as hell, dude. Let me try your name. This is gonna be easy for me. Sakedu Orvini. Orenvi. Sakedu Orenvi. Nailed it. Only took 3 times. You can make your Eve interface not terrible. Speaking of which, Will Wheaton, I appreciate you because that leads into my number one thing I wanted to talk about. wait, hang on. I just had a very Siobhan ping from we'll just say an Imperium Alliance executor asking me for the TLDR on how to join Elysium, and I'm happy to give that. You go to in your main Jabber window where your conversations are, go to conversations, the menu, click what's it, join a chat? Yeah, join a chat, and then you go to the room, Elysium, ELYSIUM. And make sure your server is conference.goonfleet.com. And then you join, and that's how you join. ELYSIUM, Elysium. Hey, look at the people joining. They are joining. All right. So anyway, we had the good lead-in from Will Wheaton, then I got distracted. One thing about making Eve's interface not terrible, and something I'd like to do, is I'd like to get like an Imperium-wide overview pack. So I'm looking for a maintainer. That would be someone who would like to put together an overview pack and then maintain it. You can talk to Rockapostles is dead, right? But yes, like that. That was maintained by Jay. Jay's inactive right now. You can talk to Rom. I put it in the end here. If you were interested in maintaining a pack, that means creating it and maintaining it. Message Rom. He X'd up in Elysium. We want someone who wants to do this sort of long term. So this would be an ongoing job. It would be very useful. We have double overviews coming. And we want to have a standardized overview so we can give new players, and so the FCs can call for certain tabs and know that most people will have them. ZS is not maintained by us, Frederick, and it's maintained by someone else. So we want to have our own overview.
Everybody in saying Red Knight should do it. He's not allowed to volunteer for anything anymore.
Yeah, right now it does too many things. That's why we're asking for someone who can step up here. So yeah, message Rom, let him know. I think it's a good idea. Thank you, Stormtrooper. You're promoted as well. All right. Which do you guys want to hear about? Do you want to hear about mining or ratting? Which one do you want to hear about first? Mining or ratting? All right. And it's hard to say. Let's go matting. A lot of matting. All right. We'll do mining first. So we are mining in Pochvin, and we are making absolute fistfuls of money there mining. All you need to join is you need one mining character and one PvP character. If you are interested in doing that and you have that requirement, you join Locusts, you talk to Dawn Rhea, and she can get you started or refer you to someone who can help you out. So if you can get I was trying to get Dawn's name in here, but I think she's online right now. If you have two characters, a combat character and at least one miner, then you can join and make tons and tons of loads of money. I want to talk to you about, different accounts, right? It's two accounts, X-Coney. I want to talk to you guys about using a mining ship to rat for money. This is a revelation. Rat Knight and I did this last night, and it was amazing. We did two Rorquals, and we did Crab Beacons. And using Rorquals, we made so much money, and we did it where we could have panic. And after I did this, I'm like, there is no reason to be having a super doing this. You make the same amount of money with two Rorquals, and you have panic. You have 6 minutes to be saved rather than 6 seconds. It is really good. So I'm going to link you a thread. So this idea was originally, at least that I saw, originally proposed by Angry Mustache. And there's a guy who made a thread that he just did it himself and put up a thread, which was really cool. And his name is another super easy to pronounce name, Holtaji Gogiko. Styx volunteered to do sort of an updated thread, and you can click that. And you can dual box it, or you can do it with someone else. You need to have a carrier or dread start the anom, and then the Rorquals, you warp out and you do a Rorqual warp in, and you have two of them. Yeah, there you go, Taji. You have two of them do it. And Rat Knight and I did it. We were both ticking about, on average, say 40 to 45 million a tick. So that's about, combined for the two of us, 80 to 90 million. And that's per tick. And then obviously the loot can be anywhere from 50 to 500, I think is what that red loot is. And we have a buyback for that loot. So it's super easy to sell to the Alliance. Makes it very convenient. You don't have to fly it out to LoSec or do anything. We buy it back. You can do one per system. And if you're doing two characters, which you need to do two characters, that means that you can do six in one day, which is a lot. They're also super easy to do. You slave one Rorqual to the other, get the drones assisted, and use the other with a target banner to aggro both sets of drones. You do have to watch both Rorquals for a little damage, but the tank, it's not dangerous to your tank. As long as you're paying attention, literally you can even have an alarm on your second one. I would have it where you can see both if you're going to dual box it, but I'd also recommend doing it with a friend. If you can't use two Rorquals, we still have other ways. Sentry drones or heavies, both are usable. Holtaji did sentries. I did heavies, and I think that's better. I actually think you might be able to do it AFK, Will Wheaton, as far as, I think there is a way, but I'm going to work on that. It won't be nearly as good. Dreadnought will work. This is just better. Another thing you can do, yes, geckos are good, but they're expensive, so you don't have to do that. Another thing you can do is Styx. Styx, are you here? He might be asleep. He was up late working on this guide. He's in chat at least. What he did was he had one really slaved, Nirvana'd, Phoenix, and he then assisted the Rorqual drones to that one. Now, obviously, you cannot panic in a Phoenix, and if they do drop enough bombers on you, congrats on the goal there, by the way. If they do drop enough bombers on you, they can kill the Phoenix, but he said that it's really hard to do if you just do a full tank, which is what he did, a Haas and full tank. So, there you go. Super excited about this. This is something we can expand really, really high, and then you just need to lock a rock. You do it in a belt or in a mining anom. It's just that simple. So all you need to do is you need two Rorquals and then one carrier or dread to drop the beacon and then warp off and switch back to the Rorqual. I don't know if moons work, but belts and anoms do.
Moons do not work. There's a minimum distance from mining beacons and whatnot.
Okay. And in Rorquals, you do not need to have a Sino character. I know some people You know, with supers where, like, I don't want to do three accounts. Well, this one you can do it with two or just one if you do it with a friend. Because you have 6 minutes, as long as you are in the appropriate groups, we can come save you. You have 6 minutes of time and then longer if you run your tank and do that kind of thing. So we were doing it last night and it worked super well. And I think Rat and I will probably try it again a little later today and to test some stuff. You do not need your Sino alt. We're not requiring a Sino alt. You can do it without one, and we can use the beacon in your system. As long as you're in range of 1DQ, you're fine. All right. So that's two good ways to make money. I got one more. I was testing this myself. I got to drop a, I got to drop the receipts on Mirana in Elysium earlier. And I have a Rat Knight. Can you link the thread? This is our blood ratting thread. And there's a new Ishtar fit. It's sort of just copied from someone else who was running it. It's a very tanky fit. It is a hard AFK fit. I've tested it against triple webs in Forsaken Hubs. You can 100% AFK it, but you can run four salvagers. It's not auto linking there, right? You need the www. You need in this fit, you can run four salvagers and you can orbit an MTU at 2500. The MTU will pull all the wrecks. It'll get all the loot, which you obviously want to be doing anyway in an Ishtar now. It's like 20, well, maybe not quite 20 million per site, but about 15 million per site. But with four salvagers, you can just hold control and, you know, lasso like you do lasso in space, and it'll just lock all the wrecks in your MTU. You drag your MTU down to your second bar, and then you can just run four salvagers and salvage through the site super quick. Like, you don't have to be doing it the whole time. You can do it like in like 2 minutes, like tab in, do it for 2 minutes and then tab out. And then right before it ends, you can finish the thing. And I did it. I did it with Salvager ones. I don't have good skills, and it added about 7 or 8 million per site. So just doing that for a super short amount of time can get you an extra 8 million per site. This is with an Ishtar, so it's you are orbiting an MTU. I know it's weird. You're orbiting an MTU. The salvage does not take up that much room, so you can carry five MTUs, and you salvage while your Ishtar is running the site. It's that simple. You just lasso the wrecks as the MTU pulls them in, and you salvage them. And you don't have to sit there and do it one by one. You can just go through a whole ton of them super quick in about a minute and a half, and then just tab out. So if you're just tabbing in to like check on your Ishtar, you just salvage real quick, adds another 7 or 8 million to the site. It's another way to make money. So this is like really simple. And then Kaz, people can just bookmark the MTUs and then go pick them up later. That's what I do. You just don't leave it on an active site, but if you finish it, then no one's going to shoot your MTU. Yeah, I know it's weird. It is effort, but it's very low effort. I don't like major effort, and this is pretty easy to do. And the thing is, you can do it whenever you want to. When I'm not feeling like just the effort of just pressing F1 through F4, I just let the Ishtar run the site. It's super tanky, and you don't have to worry about it. So if you want to add the extra income, it's great. If you don't, it's super easy still. But this fit is super good too, as far as if you don't want to have to worry about in a Forsaken hub about anything essentially. Last thing I want to remind you is that you can rat in essentially any Imperium region. We're adding Paragon Soul pretty soon. So, remember that if you want to go and try to find an area of space that's not being utilized, especially like in an Ishtar, it's super simple to do. All right. Now I'm going to go to a slightly more spicy part. And, you know, for three weeks, we've added new alliances. And they said it couldn't be done for 2 weeks. Then they said, you can't add a new alliance every week for 3 weeks. That's what they said. And then they said, you can't add a new alliance for 4 weeks. And you know what? They were right. We didn't add one. But we are announcing sacrileges as our new doctrine. You guys flew them at HTEC PA. Our FCs are super excited about them. A lot of people were saying, bring the Saxes official doctrine. So sacrileges will be put up tomorrow. If you have your old fit, it'll be pretty much compatible. You might have to change a couple things, but Sax did super well in the fight, and we wanted to have more than just Eagles for you guys to roll out. There are more doctrines to come. Please, I've been telling you, save your SP. CCB is giving us a ton of SP. Do not use it. Save it up. But we are going to save those doctrines for closer to actual wartime. So new stacks, fleet coming up, fit should be up tomorrow, but I'm excited about it. Most people like sacks. I'm happy to bring them back. We will not be doing a blockade runner alt as much as I would like to. I wanted to talk about Gooniversity. Jeff Halugo, who's the Gooniversity chair of classes, has done a revamp of the entire class syllabus. And with the university team, they've created a new syllabus. We'll do tiered education. And it's offering series WTF 100, which covers PvP fundamentals, tackle, e-war, WTF 200, more advanced stuff, bushers, bombers, dictors, WTF K series, which is for crabbing, podgefin, ratting, all that stuff, and WTF I series, which is industry, mining, manufacturing. So there's, look on the calendar, there's stuff running this month. There's a brand new syllabus. So Gooniversity is accredited by the new Eden accrediting institution. Yes, thank you for asking. I want to show you guys something. I have been out testing fits. I've been out testing Ishtar fits for you guys, testing Rorqual fits for you guys, making new doctrines. And amongst all that time, we've also got this. Please click the image in Elysium. This is an Alpha Alt. Please get your Alpha Alts into our Alpha Alt Corp. We want you in a Ferox. We need you in a Ferox. Thank you guys for doing that. If you have not, this is my appeal to you to do so.
Don't just make the character, put it into
Listen, the character's made, all right? It's not in the corp yet. It's coming. I've been doing a lot. Shh. Shh. All right. So that is the end of my announcements. If you guys have questions, the floor is now open. Please put them in Elysium and I will answer them for you. Or Malin move up? Is that something we normally do, Justin? I don't think we've ever done that I know of. Have I seen any good films? I wouldn't call it a good film, but I watched that Will Ferrell, Ryan Reynolds Christmas movie called Spirited, and it's a Christmas musical, and for as much as I expected to hate it, it actually was kind of cute. So if you're looking for something to watch with the family and you don't have something, it's not bad. I watched The Northman as well. That movie was awesome. The cinematography on that film is amazing. So good. I wouldn't say it's like the best movie ever, but as far as like an experience of watching it, I really enjoyed it. Let's see. Compendium to do crab beacons with the Rorqual. Yes, I posted the thread already. And I will post it again for you there. Oh, come on. This are only guys with terrible, hard to say names asking me questions. All right. Yeverier Tanky Achas. There's the thread for you.
I just call people who have long and bad names Hank. It solves my problems.
There you go. I'll check that out. Oh, okay, I'll check that out. Braz, Irkin, Adavuli. Oh, Faldo asked about the Blue Sun Systems. We're not sure when they drop. They might drop this Tuesday. We'll check them out. It seems like we've got, there's three in Delve and four in Fountain. So everyone, I think Darkshines is the channel. Please harass him for... clearly getting CCP favoritism, but we will check out the new systems and then we will find out how they respawn and all that stuff, and we'll figure out the best way to do them. But we expect to make good money off those. So if you're in the mining, there's a lot of time to do it. Like, it's a good time to do it right now with Pochvin and with our mining. It's definitely a good time. Blue suns are like just stars that are adding special mining to, where they'll have minerals that like now spawn in low sec and in good amounts. So basically you can mine it and get a lot of valuable minerals. Will university classes cover cap training? We are doing a cap training. Dave Archer, are you here? I know he's going to do one. I don't know if he is doing it like this week or next week, but it's pretty soon. So Dave Archer will be doing a cap training. Maybe he's watching the game too.
It's next week. It's on the next week. On the Go forums, on the calendar. It's there.
All right, there you go. Check the calendar. All right. Any other questions? Is there a plan for leadership about blue hot droppers? It's a concern, Krios, and it's something that we are talking about right now. We are aware of the issue, and we are discussing it with the involved parties. All right. And have you guys noticed what I haven't talked about this week? What I haven't said? And there's just one sort of procurement nerd just doing right now is like, say it. Say it, Asher. Just say the words. Those two letters that I love. Just say it. Please say it. Please. And you know what? I'm not going to say it. You guys have a good week. I'll talk to you next week. Enjoy the holiday season. Spend some time with your family. Go out and have fun. Enjoy the World Cup. We'll see you next week.